Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is STK, Scott T. Cocandy. Good evening. It is 11:15 p.m. on the eve of 5:22:08, and I'm not referencing the premiere of Dancing with the Stars. So You Think You Could Dance, or whatever that dance show that's very American Idol-like is that starts tomorrow. I am talking about the new Indiana Jones movie. I just pulled into Showplace 14, Carasotis, Showplace 14 in New Lenox, Illinois. There is a crowd. There are people leaving their cars pretty frequently. The show starts in approximately 46 minutes. My co-host for the evening, BTH, Benjamin Hink, will be joining shortly. We are rendezvousing here at the site tonight. Hopefully we'll get some comments from the moviegoers on some of their expectations, some of their wants, and what they want to see, what they might not want to see. So we're going to go to a brief break. The next time we check back in, we will update you on the time. Right now, 45 minutes until the new Indiana Jones. Okay, Ben has joined me, ladies and gentlemen. We are walking to the theater. Crowds of people are approaching at a good pace. Ben, say hi to everyone.
Hello, hello, good evening.
I don't know if they're going to make us wait or what.
They're letting us inside.
They are letting us inside. We do not have to wait outside. We are going to pick up our tickets via Fandango, and we will return. It is 30 minutes before the show. We were in the lobby. They were
30 minutes.
Yeah, 30 minutes. Oh. They were they splicing the?
I believe so.
Splicing, is that the term? So in the lobby in the wide open, they were splicing what we believe is going to be tonight's film.
Right.
So
they could not, for security reasons, assemble it before tonight. Obviously.
Right. Do you think they got shipped here tonight?
Well, probably today.
Yeah. Okay. So 30 minutes, two theaters. This theater is somewhat packed, if not going to be at capacity. Wouldn't you agree?
I'd agree with that statement. Yeah.
All right. So let's try to get some feedback.
All right, so we have
okay, so the film is about 30 minutes until it goes. We are here with four people. Your names?
Brent Campbell.
Andrew Kerber.
Joe Bublitz.
And?
Doug Herzog.
Okay, so what are you looking to see tonight? What are you not wanting to see tonight? Do you think this is going to compare to the first three? What are your thoughts?
I want to see more use of the whip. You know, that's his trademark thing, and they used it a little bit in the first one, you know, with the getting over the pit, but I'd like to see that more.
Okay.
I just want to see him stick to the pretty much original traditions, don't really mix it up too much with new things, and I just want to see a good, solid movie.
So action, a lot of action?
Yeah, a lot of action.
All right, I see you're sporting a similar-looking hat, maybe a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Maybe a little different, but you got the look.
Yeah, I tried. I'm looking forward to seeing the new Spielberg movie. He hasn't made anything in a while, and he's my favorite director, so I want to see what he could do.
Right.
I always like his action.
Good. All right, and you guys got to make sure you stick around after to, you know.
After show.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. Yeah, anything else here?
Same as he said, I just want to see more action, you know.
Okay, what are your thoughts about, what is the young guy's... We think he's going to be good. Do we like him? Do we not like him?
I think he's a pretty solid actor. He showed like his worth in like movies like Transformers and stuff like that. So he plays a pretty good kid, really. And see, he has a lot of experience, just like Harrison Ford. So
okay, so we think he's going to do well then.
Yeah,
definitely.
He pulled off What was that movie he did?
Disturbia.
Disturbia.
Transformers.
He did pretty good in that.
He was on the Disney Channel. I mean, I think he's a good actor, and I like him. He's funny.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks, you guys. We'll check back in about 10, 15 minutes, maybe get some other reaction. The theater is filling up. Stay tuned, folks, for Indiana Jones. The Fandango first look has started. We are about 15 minutes away from the opening. They're going to start showing us some interesting things coming up on either the Discovery Channel or new movies.
And my question is, have they finished placing the film yet?
Well, it looks like they had quite a bit to go prior to us even coming in.
Right. Correct. But if they did it out of order, that would be bad.
That's right. Would we see it backwards?
No, I think the scenes would be out of order.
Oh, I see.
Yes, we probably wouldn't even notice.
I see. Well, there wouldn't be a flow from scene to
right,
scene.
Right, well, we might notice a plot awkwardness, but...
So, Ben, let me ask you, do you think this movie is going to break box office records, or the record?
I do.
Or multiple records, I guess, opening day, opening weekend, I guess there is a few records to be broken, is that right?
I didn't come equipped with those numbers exactly, but I have a feeling that, yes, we will see a record breaker.
Okay.
Tomorrow and this weekend.
Okay. Will there be a fifth Indiana Jones movie?
Well, I think if it does break records, I think we're more likely to see that than not.
And would we be seeing that in 12 months or 12 years?
I'd say within probably 2 to 3 years.
2 to 3 years.
Yes.
Okay. Do we sense another trilogy, possibly? Another three? This one and two additional movies?
Really depends on how much they want to set up a series type of feel to it, because they are introducing the younger character here. So that could be a potential spin-off for more movies
in the future. Do you anticipate the ending to almost guarantee us a fifth?
Well, that's an interesting question, because when the third movie came out, they said that was the last one, and the ending pretty much closed the book on the series. So here we are at a fourth. So
correct.
The ending here, I think, could be just about anything, and there still would be rampant speculation
sure.
about if there's a fifth movie, or what does this mean, or what does that mean. So
sure.
I guess we'll see.
Okay. Fair enough. What's our countdown? 13 minutes. 13 minutes.
I just missed a call.
That's someone calling you late, aren't they?
It's my sister, who's also sitting in a theater in Pella,
really?
Iowa.
Really? Can we dial her up?
We can.
All right, dial her up. All right, Ben is going to dial up his sister, who is in Pella, Iowa? Pella, Iowa.
Iowa.
Pella, Iowa, home of Pella Windows.
Correct.
Also in a movie theater. We're going to go... to her, although we won't be able to hear her. I don't think.
We're sitting here in the theater, and we're actually recording,
so we're
a podcast.
Gonna have to, translate what she says. So hold on.
Yeah, we got popcorn and pop, and it's getting pretty crowded.
How many people are in the theater?
How many people you got over there? Oh, 30.
30. How big is the theater?
How big is the theater? So how full is it, would you say, percentage-wise, with 30 people? Quarter full.
Quarter full. Well, it is Pella, Iowa,
folks. It is a small town.
Yeah.
10,000 people.
10,000 people. So half the town's asleep, the other half is at the theater.
Oh, really?
Yeah, go on. Well, we're recording. Yeah. We're live.
Yeah.
We're recording.
All right, so let's try this.
Okay, so Lauren, this is Scott. You're in a theater of 30 people, is that right?
What?
Too much information. I don't think she's hearing us correctly.
All right. It's fine. It's not going to work.
No, that's not going to work. We'll have to work on our pumping in audio calls.
There's too much going on her end.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, we could. We're pretty civil here.
Yes.
Pelalinian Iowans. No.
Well, it's a loud theater.
We are 4 minutes away. 4 minutes away. The theater is packed. That's really all I have to say. Ben, as usual, is playing with his iPhone. He's addicted to his iPhone. I'll be getting an iPhone in June, the new iPhone, and I'm committed to you and everyone that I will not be addicted as Ben is addicted to his iPhone.
Sounds good. Sounds good. I'll believe it when I see it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time. Lights Woo! Are down. Previews are rolling. When we return, we will have audience feedback from Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Snakes. Why did it have to be snakes?
And it's done, and it's done. Thoughts.
Liked it.
Yeah. What else?
It's pretty good, yeah.
Liked it a lot.
Perfect blend of action and adventure.
I know I said in the beginning that I wanted him to stick to an original kind of thing, like how it usually is, but this one was a little different, but I still definitely liked it. I liked the little twist they gave it.
Coming out here.
And it was good.
It was a little bit of a rush, you know, some of those chase scenes.
Good. So good action. Good. Thanks, you guys. Thanks. So the theater is leaving. Everyone seems to be excited and happy. Ben, your thoughts on the film? I know you probably have more than any.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I have a lot of commentary. I might record that at another locale.
Sure. We are making our exit out of the theater, ladies and gentlemen. More commentary to follow.
Hello, Ben here. I wanted to take this opportunity to thank Scott for thinking up the wonderful idea of recording our adventure at the Indiana Jones premiere. And I just wanted to conclude this podcast by saying how much I did enjoy the film. In fact, I'm planning on going to see it again with another group. And very happy with it, very excited, and looking forward to, as I think George Lucas is, Indiana Jones 5. So for now, we'll leave it at that.